That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and this is Let's Find Out. And I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend, and we're ready to face December, which is always an exciting month. But this year, it's called the grand finale. We are going to have a crescendo around the middle of the month, so it should be very interesting. And if you're feeling on pins and needles, just wait until we get closer to that solar eclipse on 12/16. Tonight my guest is Frank St. James, and he's here. We're at a call-in show. We would love to answer your questions. I'm sure everybody wants to know what's coming for them in 2021. And the number to call is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. We need your first name, we need your birth date, and where you're calling from, city and state, please. So, Frank, what do you think about this finale? And this, we got an eclipse tomorrow here in Gemini, and then we've got one on the 16th in Sagittarius. It's going to be fun and games, right?
Now, that's a lunar, right?
Lunar is tomorrow.
Yes, because yeah. I've been feeling for a couple days. That's the kind of guy I am. But I have a personal friend that I've known for almost 30 years and their family, and she's into real estate, and I mentioned that before. And, you know, it might be sparking people that have passed over in the family, too, this Luna. And because it's, you know, it's a compatible opposite. And on the other side, it could be not so compatible.
Well,
but
lunar eclipse, this one's in Gemini. So all of you Geminis and Sagittarians out there will be affected, as well as your Pisces and Virgo, because they square it.
Yeah.
And it represents losses, endings, getting out of your life some bad habits, or maybe some people that no longer should be in your life because they take advantage. And you're going to wake up and start feeling a little bit stronger about yourself, self-empowerment, and then you're going to let go of the people that you know don't do that for you. And we are getting some calls in, Frank. We have Monet from Arizona, and she's born on January 28th. So, is there anything, Monet, are there? I'm sorry.
I think he means me. My name is Nanette from Arizona.
Oh. Okay. I think he means you, too, as long as you're from Arizona. Are you 128?
No, my birthday was yesterday, 11/28.
Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday. You're just an early Sagittarian. And what can I do for you?
Well, I was just wondering kind of what you see for me next year. I'm considering a move back east and potentially retiring, and I'm wondering what you can get around that.
What you got, Frank?
I tell you, it's a perfect time. You're going to get the information that you need, and you're in a 7 going to 8, and that's very significant because 8's your best money and putting things together. It's a practical. Mm-hmm. But the 7 is giving you the information and the inspiration to hit the right areas, the area that you're looking at. So this is great. This is
you're going to stay in Arizona. I'm
sorry?
Are you going to stay in Arizona? You're retiring?
No, I want to move back east to be closer to my sister.
Whereabouts back east?
Well, she's in South Carolina. I'm just kind of looking into the region at this point. I'm not, you know, sure.
Yeah, the region would be good. Because you have to be careful. We got all kinds of storms and earthquakes coming, and that's why I asked you. Upper North Carolina is Cherokee land, and it's holy land up in Asheville and the Blue Ridge Mountains. And all along there, you might want to consider that. Then you'd be close to South Carolina.
Right. Yeah. I'm just right now, I'm just trying to look at places that are going to be the most affordable.
Well, you're going to be really affected by these two eclipses because you are early Sagittarian, and so this is going to end where you are, and then your new beginning will come in the middle of December, and that's when I think you'll meditate on locating. I think that's where you'll have your location.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trust your intuition. It's really opportunity time for you, and I'm just looking at some other things here. It's the best time you could possibly go and find the ideal spot. But you're going to be lucky.
Perfect. This is karma.
Yeah, I just feel that this is you know, over and done where I am for now. It's just
Well, the whole thing is karma, and karma means that you're leaving all the people that you know in your area have taught you what you need. Now you've got to go to a new area, and spirit
right.
picks out new people for you to have more learning. Or maybe
that's
even a soulmate or whatever you're looking for. But I think you're going to go back to work, and I think that you're going to feel pretty good about what you're doing. I see really good things starting in February for you.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely still want to continue working. Not really ready to retire, although I've been, you know, thinking about it.
That's good you're doing it. Take your money and run, as they say. Right, Frank?
Yeah, definitely.
I would love to.
Okay, sweetheart, thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Frank, we have Barbara on, and she says she's from South Jersey, 11-6, so she's a Scorpio. And Barbara, where in South Jersey? What town?
Tuckerton, New Jersey. Have you heard of it?
Say it again.
Tuckerton?
Tuckerton, yeah. I have heard of it. I was born in New Jersey.
Oh,
I was born
goodness.
Up in Bergen County, and Frank lives in Asbury Park, so we're Joyzeites,
right.
as they say.
Excellent.
What's your question for Frank, Barbara?
Okay, well, my life's been a little complicated the last couple of years, but I'm actually over retirement age, and I have a medical issue, a serious medical issue, and I'm trying to keep my job. It's like a part-time job right now. But I was nearly fired the other night because I have to stay awake for 12-hour shifts at night. I work two nights a week. I try to get a little bit more just to pay my bills. And I really need this job because I have my Social Security just about covers my mortgage.
Well, do you start to fall asleep, Barbara?
Yeah, I do, but I don't know why. The thing is, no matter what I try to do to stay awake, I just blank out. I literally blank out. And the grace of God, I pray every night that I don't lose my job. And I was just wondering if I should be staying or if, how long I'm going to be here. If I lose this job, I don't know what's going to happen because I'm older and I'm,
well,
and I'm
stop,
not well.
Stop running it. You're running it. You can't run it, Barbara. You got to know you're not going to lose the job. You have to talk to your body and wake yourself up, even if you have to drink a lot of coffee. But don't run it the way you're running it because you're setting yourself up for loss. Now, there's a full moon tomorrow. If you can get through till Wednesday, you're going to be okay. So let's just not run it the way you've been doing it. What do you think, Frank?
Yeah, Barbara, do you take vitamins?
Yeah. I do. I take certain vitamins, and I also am planning to take two caffeine pills. Like, even though that I drink most of the – I take like a quart of coffee to drink on the night because I have low red blood cells, and it's, you know, it's not helping me, but – I'm very
serious
about
blood count, that means you have to go on B12. Do you take B12?
I do. I take 2,500 milligrams of B12 every other day.
And what about your D3?
D3, I take that with the Oxio Biflex. I have that. That's in the that's part of the
yeah, but
the
you
D3.
Should take D3 by itself because that's going to help you with a coronavirus.
No, you need potassium. And I can give you a few others, but, you know, if you're interested in calling back at a certain time. But I used to sell vitamins, and I've been taking them for, well, I would say 50 years. And most people say I look younger than I feel.
I just want to keep my job. And do you see me at this job a long time? Oh, please tell me. I just don't want to lose.
I would say if you get the right vitamins, and I would suggest, and go online. Anything I suggest, please go online and check side effects and everything. Mm-hmm. But apple cider vinegar, I take a teaspoon every day. And it seems to clean up with distilled water, and it seems to clean out the blood, and that's the most important thing. So you got to keep your immune system. But if you take a couple other vitamins, you won't need that stimulant. You know, there's part of you that are looking for something that is more natural than just taking different stimulus.
Yeah, but like Barbara, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
There's something you're doing with your mind that's really bothering me, and that is you're coming from fear. You think fear first, and then you try to smooth it over with a Band-Aid. Got to get out of that fear, Barbara, because there is a natural law. If you should, and I'm not saying you will, lose your job, it's because and only because there's something better waiting for you. So you should not be afraid of it. I mean, I know you're concerned and I know it's what you want, but you have to say, put me in my right place, Lord. Put me in my right place. Surround yourself with white light and ask to stay there as long as you are supposed to.
Okay.
You don't have
so you
to
don't, you,
fear. There are other things around you. I do see that there is some kind of an upset with you. It has nothing to do with it has something to do with something that you did a while ago that somebody reported or was upset about. Do you know what that is?
Something that happened to me. You mean during this job, you mean?
Yes.
I've been here about 2 years.
Something. Just be aware that you can keep it. Let me tell you how I kept my job when I was afraid I was going to lose it. Every time I went to the job, I closed my eyes and I put ball and chains around my ankles. And I said, this is mine. I am staying here. I claim this space. I am of service. And then I listed all the things that I did for the company. That's how you have to think, not this fear. Because this fear, in your mind, you will lose your job if you keep it up.
Right. Well, what I do is I pray every
night. But anybody would, Barbara. Anybody would. So you're going to be fine as long as you walk the line and start to bring yourself up.
Thank you.
You think so, Frank?
Yes, and I got a simple antidote, and you could do it with your handwriting. You write, today I'm taking control of my life, and you write it straight up. That's control. And then... Mm-hmm. On the T-bars, you wait. You write my sentence about 6 or 7 times, but you don't put your T-bars on yet. It's called the umbrella effect. And when you put that curve and touch the stem, you got to touch the stem, it brings back control. It's symbology. But this works right away. And if you could do that for a week, you're going to be very happy. And just feel up when you go in.
Yeah.
Okay, the T-bars. Do you mean crossing the T's? Is that what you're saying, Frank?
Yeah, the T-bars look like an like you have an umbrella.
Okay.
They're curved and like an umbrella, and they touch the stem of the T-bar. And that symbology shows that you're in control. Now, if they're reversed, then it shows that you're losing control in certain areas.
So
but right
like
now,
it goes up. My cross my T bars are going up. Is that good?
No, that's what he says. You're losing control. You want them to go
down. Well, I can't see I can't see everything, but I'm just telling you, write this sentence down. But when you write straight up, and that's control in itself.
Right.
And wait, and then go back and put this little umbrella effect, just like an umbrella, it's curved, and make sure you touch the stem. And I'm telling you, that symbology will bring you right back, and you won't feel like you're losing it. Okay?
Right.
Okay,
so
it's curved
down.
Let go of the fear.
So the T is curved down instead of up.
Correct.
Right. You're right.
Thank you.
Okay, Barbara, thank you for calling Let's Find Out.
Thank you so much.
This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. My guest tonight is Frank St. James. This is a call-in show. It is the Sunday after the wonderful Thanksgiving weekend that we all just shared. And the number to call is 888-627-6008. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. Frank and I will be right back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing week of November 30th through December 6th, 2020. The full Beaver Moon is coming and it will change everything.
The last lunar eclipse of the year is on Monday, November 30th, at 9 degrees Gemini, and brings with it more changes than usual. North America will be able to see this eclipse, and it will be partially shaded. This full moon is opposite the Sagittarius Sun and stimulates you to open up to higher philosophy, integrity, by taking the high road and expanding your belief system. The energy brings in a time of completion in many parts of your life cycle, and typically is the best time of the year to communicate, settle issues with siblings, and short trips to bring in some successful and positive conclusions. The intensity of this full moon advises you to hold your horses and do not make any important changes until next week. The Gemini energy of the full moon opens your mind to new possibilities and new ways to communicate in your world. By accessing your higher self, together, you can communicate higher understanding and principles in a way that others can understand. Gemini is a part of unconditional love and seeking wisdom. Be willing to see beyond the outer personality crust of people to connect with the spirit of the divine within them. As you vibrate from your own higher self, connecting with their higher self, you are helping the collective consciousness as well, and the world improves immediately. On Tuesday, December 1st, Mercury enters Sagittarius and ushers in the month of December with the holiday season. The way you think and talk may suffer a bit from this switchover because it's suddenly more difficult to focus with so many new and interesting things and new people to discover. This pull into many different interests and areas will continue through the end of the year. Figuring out exactly what this energy is asking us to move away from can be tricky, as Neptune also squares the nodes of destiny. Use this time to communicate kindly and clearly, especially with yourself. What has held you back this year? What do you want to change? And what do you know now that you didn't realize before COVID-19 hit the year in February? Be cautious on Saturday, December 5th, when the last of the magical energies of Venus trines Neptune, making it easy to expect the best and harder to tell us what's real and not real. In mid-December, there's a solar eclipse in generous and optimistic Sagittarius. Jupiter and Saturn will align in Aquarius at the winter solstice, December 21st and 22nd. This conjunction occurs only once every 20 years. It's very powerful this time. Most of us will be happy to leave the heavy, earthy Capricorn energies of 2020 and move into the idealistic future thinking and airy sign of Aquarius. As the full Beaver Moon eclipse passes over us, take the time to focus and communicate clearly and think about what you want to change and accomplish. It's a wonderful, powerful time to reflect on 2020 and figure out where you want to go in 2021. Remember the words of Louise Hay, "I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change." This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was your weekly cosmic tip. It's going to be an exciting week this week, and it's going to be exciting right through the middle of December. I've titled this month the grand finale, so we're going to have to see what's going on globally around the world and see if we can get a grasp on things. Also, I'm expecting some storms and earthquakes, and maybe we'll all feel a little bit out of control. So I'm going to have to ask Frank, who is my guest, how he feels. Frank, are we going to be okay this month?
I feel good this month. I mean, there are that type of thing is happening all over the world, but and we've had a lot of recent eruptions and the storms that seem to be continuing, but we're getting to the point where we can handle them better.
Well, that's good. We have a caller. Her name is Linda, And Linda's from Rhode Island. How are you tonight, Linda?
I am well, thank you.
Do you have a question for Frank?
Actually, I just called in, and I've never listened before, so I'm kind of thank you. I've wanted to call in. I'm just wondering. I've been through a lot of different changes lately. Relationship, long-term relationship, ended, and family dynamics and work dynamics.
Wow,
just your birthday what you is might the see
day
coming up.
Your birthday is the day before mine, and I've been through all that too. But let's ask Frank.
Sounds like you're clearing the docket, Linda.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm looking for a fresh start here.
My favorite sister is Linda, so you're right on board here. This is coming up. As far as relationship goes, I don't feel like you've met that type of person yet, but it is changing, and I know Elizabeth knows that too. A lot of things are going through a whole change, and I think it's better for you in as far as relationship goes, in January, sometime before the end of September, but really in January. I'm feeling when you get in the second, third week of January, you are meeting somebody significant. You are leery about it, I feel. So, you know, you got to back off a little bit and don't let your past, you know, interfere with this. But
yeah,
I feel better for you.
Can't be in a heated rush, as they say. Mm-hmm. Don't be in a heated rush. Just let it develop as a friendship. But, mm-hmm. you know, we have that Saturn moving into Aquarius, Frank, in December, along with Jupiter. And that's going to take all the heaviness away and make all of us feel a little bit more creative, a little bit more lighthearted. And aren't you looking forward to that, Linda? What a year we've had.
Absolutely. I'm a very creative person, and I've been trying to clear out my area that I like to work in mm-hmm. and get that situated. So that's great news.
Linda, you might also feel that you should go back and take a couple other things that you developed, too. I'm also a Pisces, so
you've
got a full plate of all kinds of things going on. Elizabeth's got a whole plate of stuff going on. And you try to compartmentalize stuff, too, and then go back and work on it again. But sometimes we let things slide and slide and slide. By the time we got back, we got to start all over again with that particular subject. But I feel very, very good for you. And I'm not just saying that. I'm just, that's the way I feel. I feel the Pisces specifically are going to big changes, and maybe more people will listen to us.
Right?
What's your creativity, Linda? What do you do?
Oh, well, I've been an artist all my life, professionally as well as recreationally.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm kind of on the cusp of getting back into my recreational, turning into a little more professional, hopefully.
Good.
Do you write?
Many things.
Are you a writer?
I am not a writer, actually.
Well, you will be. You will be.
Interesting.
I think that's the hardest part. Elizabeth's very profound, very prolific in that, and she's got many books. I have a hard time. I'm a storyteller, but putting it down on paper is difficult. So I'm just getting into that.
Do you work with children? Do you do anything with children?
Yes, I do.
Because I'm feeling that you're going to do some kind of artwork, and then you're going to write out, you know, how to do the artwork, and that could be part of what you're doing.
That's
something nice to offer the world.
Yeah, you might come up with a couple children characters and go through their journey. So I feel good for you. I feel like, you know, it'll open up. Believe me.
And by February will be a turning point. Even though Mercury's retrograde in February, I do think that there'll be some exciting things going on with you at that time. So that's good.
I could use it.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Let's find out.
Absolutely.
And now it's time for us to have our station break and listen to a couple of very interesting spots, and I'll be telling you about my tea, but my healing spray is really doing wonders with the COVID virus, and I wanted to mention it because now that they have found out that it can be airborne, you need this spray in your house. I use it all the time, and it's got sandalwood in it and incense in it, and it's just so powerful. Everybody loves it. If you're doing any kind of body work or any kind of yoga teaching, you'd want to have the spray after class and before class to spray and air out the room. So I'm just letting you know about it. So let's go and listen to what the messages have to say.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
And pieces are falling away. I'm less asleep and more awake. Fears disappear before my eyes. I no longer choose to keep them in disguise. All those things that I thought I was, none of them true, all of them false. Everyone, everything I have judged according to what I thought I was. Now there's nothing I need to do. I question what I think is true of me and of you. But there's nothing I need to do. This cage I have built within my mind, I look out between the bars at my life. Through my past, through my fears, through my lies, seeing the world from what I see inside. And now there's nothing
door, set me free forevermore. I become a place of peace, bit by bit and piece by piece. Now there's nothing I need to do. I question what I think is true of the world, of me and of you. But there's nothing I need to do for the world, for me or for you. There's just nothing I need to do.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out, and that was my good friend Annabella Wood singing Bits and Pieces. And Frank St. James is my guest. And Frank, I'm telling you, we are in bits and pieces the whole year, what with the virus and the election and everything that's going on. And I've said that December is our finale. We're going to have the crescendo. And I think some of that, Frank, might be that Saturn's leaving Capricorn and it's going to go into Aquarius. So it's going to be time for us to let go and create a new life along with new love. And it'll be a lot airier and lighter and not all this heaviness and grumbling. What do you think?
I've been feeling changes coming on gradually. A lot of stuff is kind of calmed down in the political field. And it's more like people are waiting for something to happen. But I think that gradually we're moving in. There are certain people in government that won't be there. There's other things that'll happen for the better. Personally, I think a lot of people going through changes. They've never been in this position before where they've been stagnant, where they've been... Jobs have been going away, and they have to rethink it. So it's rethinking. We're getting the energy that we need.
Right, and go into meditation these 2 weeks. We have 2 weeks before the Saturn changes. As a matter of fact, it changes right around the time of the eclipse in December. So meditate for these 2 weeks and decide that you want to make changes and see yourself making them and know that you'll be successful. Feel the strength, feel the lightness. There doesn't have to be any explanations or any heaviness or any more losses. Just make that decision inside yourself, and you'll be surprised how things are going to open up. And don't forget that if you get asked to do something that's different and that's lighter, take the time to do it. Say yes. Say yes to some of the new projects and creativity that you think about and see what you can do with it. I think that'd be great. So, Frank, we do have another caller. Her name is Cindy, and she's from Oregon. Are you still with us, Cindy?
Yes, I am.
Oh, thank you for waiting. Thank you for waiting through the commercials. So, Frank is here.
No, no problem.
What do you have to ask for him?
Well, I was just wondering what was going on in my life.
Something specific, Cindy?
If I have a boyfriend, but he lives in Colorado, and I was hopefully going to get him to move to Oregon.
When is his birthday, Cindy? What's his first name?
His name is Michael, and his birthday is 8/8/1958.
He's a Leo. What do you think, Frank? We got a Virgo and a Leo here.
Well, interesting enough, you're both at the second year of a brand new 9-year cycle. Two is a little more calmer. Sometimes it's you go deeper into your emotions. There are things that are going on, and both of you, I feel, are you really kind of into the relationship?
Mm-hmm. Are you really connected? Have you been going together for like a couple of years?
Yeah, on and off for 5 or 6 years.
That's a long time.
Well, you said on and off, and that's what I was kind of feeling. You know,
You got a Leo, and Leos like to have their own way. He probably wants you to move to Colorado.
Probably.
Remember, Leos are also a stubborn sign. So.
Oh dear.
Once they make a decision, they usually stay on it. It's very hard to move from it. So.
Oh.
But you're still in a good position, Cindy. You're in a two. That means that you got kind of this year, maybe ideas that you had last year. This year, you're going to work on them, and then you're coming into the influence of the third year, which is gives you some action, a little more feedback. But if you stay on certain things in your life right now that mean a lot to you personally, you're going to be in a very good position next year. And I feel around February, too. So
there's something going on, Cindy, between the two of you. I think that there's some kind of an astral battle going on. Has he asked you to come to Colorado, or have you been out there and looked?
I've been there. He hasn't asked me to move because my mother is 87, and I'm having to take care of her. And so he knows that I can't go anyplace until she crosses over.
Correct. Well,
which is no time soon.
I can tell you that I know that there's going to be a change in this relationship within the next 2 months, if not sooner. And I don't know. I feel that eventually you will go to Colorado. I don't know why I feel that way, but I'm saying that if you want to stay in the relationship. And I do think it's a good relationship, and you're probably at the point of where you've settled in with the long-distance relationship, and you still have to work through some issues of closeness and, you know, love and working all of that out because there's been so much hurt in the past. So you're still working on that. And keep working on it. Things are going to loosen up and change in January. You wait and see. This is the crescendo month, the finale month. So things will change. His attitude will change, and yours will a little bit as well. When is your mother's birthday?
April 11th, 1953.
So she's an Aries.
April 12th.
Well, it doesn't matter. She's an Aries, and that's where Mars is in Aries, so you never know what's going to happen with her. Is she in good health, or are you taking care of her?
No, she's on dialysis and not in real good health.
So there could be an ending coming. I'm going to tell you, by the end of the summer, I think that you'll have more choices to make by the end of the summer. August is coming in. So let's see what that brings. And keep in touch, and we can give you private readings. Frank, give Cindy your phone number so she can call you.
Okay.
It's 862-684-1904.
One more time, please.
862-684-1904.
You might want to follow up, Cindy, anytime you feel like you need to talk, okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling Let's Find Out. So, Frank, as we go through these new adjustments in the coming months, what do you think is ahead both with the winter earth changes and weather and our values? And how about a little bit of the stock market, too? You got anything to say?
I feel with the stock market, it's going to keep going up. I'm looking at hitting.
I do too.
31.
I think it's going to go to 36. I said that on Coast to Coast. Yeah.
I feel it going up. I used to be in the stock market years ago, but it was into silver commodities trading. But I feel like there's a few metals, including silver, that are going to be going sky high. So,
and I think cryptocurrency is really going to do very well.
Mm.
I think it's the money of the future, though I hope we don't go completely over to it, but I do think it's going to do very well. We have to be very careful.
I'm not particularly enthusiastic about that either. And every time you go in a store, they're looking for change. Don't give me this, or that. Keep it close. And so.
Well, I understand they're not making coins anymore. But anyway, the cryptocurrency does have its place, especially when you're traveling overseas.
Yeah.
But we have to not make it the only. I don't want to abolish cash because that will take our freedom away. And that wouldn't be too good. The day that you go only into cryptocurrency is the day you lose your freedom in a lot of ways.
Yeah. And that's because they can keep a record on everybody. And if you're working or not.
But I think the market is going to do very well. There's a lot happening backstage. And a lot of these large corporations are doing some things with energy. And, of course, the vaccine and everything that's going to keep that market up. And I think it'll be there until the spring. And then I do see a change coming. But right now, this energy is good. So let's just get all ready for the holidays. It's a crazy time. All is happening very fast, and we've all been through healing. And I think it's time to go within, really, on this full moon tomorrow. Please ask yourself what you need to let go of and what you need to keep. And you can tell by the feeling inside yourself, right, Frank? Tell people how to do that. I think you said you had something. Tell people how to know inside themselves.
Well, prayer is very important. If you're your particular church, synagogue, whatever, is that if you pick out that good spiritual side of you that picks you up, that keeps you your everything together. I'm trying to go because I'm just listening to so much is going on here. But I've always gone, the meditation is very important. What Elizabeth is saying, picture what you want to happen, picture yourself. I gave a little antidote before about being in control. There are little different things that you can do that will help you through this and actually make you a little more enthusiastic about things. A lot of people have been just going along. Everything's been happy. As soon as something goes wrong, they don't know how to handle it.
You know,
but there
are
ways of doing it.
When I was younger, my grandmother used to say this quote to me, "The saddest word of mice and men are the words, 'it might have been.'" And that's so true. I mean, that is iconically true. I think that you need to sit down and ask what you would really like to do. What would you really like to accomplish in life that you haven't done? And then know that you can do it. Find the people that are doing that kind of work and learn. Maybe you have to take a class. Maybe you can find something online. Learn, and it, like if you've always wanted to write a book, begin to do it. Get a chapter or two. Let me know what it is, and I'll read through it with you and let you know how you're doing. Find the people around your projects and creativities that have done it in the past and can help you accomplish it. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful feeling when you do that. And Frank,
and as Yogi Berra said, it's not over till it's over. And
that's
when you come
right.
to a fork in the road, take it.
Yeah, that middle line, right? And get lost in the woods. Tell me, Frank, what do you want to do? There must be something that you want to do.
Well, I'm getting busy with, like I said before, with real estate. As far as
that haunted house, I should tell that
yes,
story.
Yes, I have a house that was built in 1778. It's gone through everything you could think about. The current owner has been in the Korean War. He lost part of his leg. He's very stimulated to the spirits there, and there's a lot of them.
And you said you took a picture.
Yeah, and I was sent a picture of actual faces. Now, you don't get that all the time. Sometimes you just get a shadow.
That's neat.
Yeah.
So
I'm going there Wednesday, and I'm going to communicate with them. And
great.
And I'll set that house up to be sold.
Sure, because we can, both of us can clear entities when they're not wanted. We did one together in New Jersey last year, and that was really scary for a minute. I know I had to go down in the kitchen, and you finished up, right? Remember that?
It was very difficult. I mean, I was on
was
my way to that
and
house, and I lost my way, and I never do that.
I know that. I remember that. So they were trying to get us not to come there. That's what spirit does. Well, thank you for being on with us, Frank. Please give your phone number out one more time. We've come to the end of the show.
It's 862-684-1904.
And we'll have you on just before the next eclipse around the 14th of December. So we'll look forward to that. And this is Elizabeth Joyce, and now we're getting ready for the meditation. And I have I couldn't resist really getting this treat fixed up for you. We're going to hear a very special song first. And it's an old-timer, but it is very, very true right now. It's called Blowing in the Wind. And then we'll do the meditation of strength and upliftment. And then we're going to hear another song from Elizabeth Hepburn called Dreams Come True. And that song is about how when you meditate and find your inner strength and you just know that you can do it and you get in the flow and everything starts to happen and come your way. And of course, we'll finish with Richard Shulman. We always do. He's wonderful. Thank you for listening. Please get ready for the meditation. It's a new one that I've written for you. And we'll be back next week. Take care.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
This is a call for meditation of strength. It's time to take a positive role regarding the American elections. Contrary to popular belief, we do not need to send love and light to President Trump. We do need to support the collective human consciousness. The shock and disbelief in regard to the election outcome among all the people has been quite profound. I would like to ask each of you to send a calming influence to the human consciousness. We cannot afford despair or loss of hope to take root. My concern is not Trump or Biden, but the millions of people who, like us, want to see a better future. This meditation can take any form, but it needs to be directed at the human consciousness, at bringing up the vibration from the third dimension reality into the fifth dimension reality. Direct your light to the human consciousness of all people of the earth and the theme of being calm and believing that good will triumph over evil. There's no attacking anyone, nor sending direct support to anyone. To this end, the world is in hope that you can take part of a meditation that will strengthen you and have you support what is happening. This is a meditation to strengthen human consciousness. We are counter-reacting negative forces who are trying to debase and disconnect the human form and its belief systems, founded on the principle that truth is right and lies are wrong. Let's take a few minutes to undertake what would be a meditation to support the universe with this valuable action. We'll be supporting humanity at this time with lots of love, lots of light, and lots of strength. Allow yourself to feel the energy of your human family all around you. Do not see bodies or faces or expressions, but instead feel each member of the earth plane as a ball of energy. Or you may try to decide to treat certain people as groups. You may also choose to see your extended family in front of you, for every person on this planet is a part of your extended family. Allow your inner wisdom to tell you what you need to see. Allow your instincts and intuition to guide you as you assemble the energies and even bring in all the people who are close to you. Once you have this image in place, allow the energies of your primary close people to come forth, to be seen as the focus of this group. Your friends, your loved ones, are a part of this group of humanity that we are praying for, to uplift the consciousness to a higher level of love, kindness, patience, and understanding. See the spheres of light all around you, going out as far as you can go. This energy can take any shape, any color, but notice how it makes you feel. Watch the energy you have conjured up in your mind. See where it is and how it affects your body. Does it make you nervous? Does it make your stomach uncomfortable? Do you feel sensations in your chest area? You could find that you have noticeable and strong reactions in more than one part of your body. Whatever it is that your body responds to, not only is this the place where you are most likely to crumble when confronted, but this is the place that holds much valuable information for your growth. For example, if it's your mind, your third eye area, or any area in your head, the sixth chakra, that feels cramped or conflicted, then this is the energy that's blocking you to see. It does not allow you to expand your vision. If it's your heart that reacts to this energy in a negative way, a way that does not feel comfortable or expanded, it may indicate that you feel hurt or neglected in some way. If the energy affects your stomach, you struggle with your ego, personality issues, clashes, and you do not enjoy the fight that you have going on within you. If it's your lower back or your genital area, your second chakra or your root chakra is blocked. But we do not necessarily mean anything sexual here, because sexual energy is your vital life force. It's an essential part of what drives your body and your creativity. So in some way, that drive is being challenged. See how you respond to any of these ways, and where there is peace or expansion in your body. As you respond to the energy that's happening around you today, there is no great mystery, for you know that there is a peace, a respect, and an ease with this dynamic. We are going through a transformation of human consciousness. We are ascending from the third dimension to the fifth dimension. It's complicated, it can be difficult, but the end result is worth this healing and frequency. Go deeper into this meditation now. See where you feel trapped or bound. Is it related to your self-expression, or who you feel you have permission to be with when you are with them? Do you feel that people are somehow limiting your choices and opportunities in life? Once you have identified the energetic block, stay with it. Focus on the block. Feel it within you. Hate, resentment, judgment. Put the light on those emotions and try to melt them. See the transformation occur right before your eyes. Allow the block that you feel to burst and to dissolve and expand out of you until it becomes invisible. Whichever way you choose, allow it to move out of you and away from you. You can do this. It's not impossible. If you have difficulty with it, acknowledge the frustration and then let it dissipate. But keep going. If it's too burning for you or for your body, give yourself some rest time and return back to this meditation when you can. You will find that the more you do this meditation, the more quickly any feelings of constriction, judgment, hate, or evil will diminish. This is your country. This is your space. You have a right to any and all of your beliefs. No one should ever stop you from having a love or a belief. Allow the frequency of the higher dimension to come in for you. Allow yourself to go into the unknown. See all blocks, hesitation, and fear leaving you. Put a light on it and pray for the consciousness to be raised, the collective consciousness we're praying for, and pray for calmness, and always believe that good will triumph over evil. Direct this energy to the human consciousness that is beyond form, and know that this is God's plan, and all will work out as it should for the best for humanity and its growth. Take a deep breath. Surround yourself with white light. Surround yourself with the frequency and healing of a higher dimension so that you can stay protected against any and all forces that are trying to move you to a place of anger, hate, and confrontation. Allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself to stay in the higher dimensions. I am a child of God. I am protected. I support the human consciousness. I send light and strength to human consciousness and to the expansion of the higher energies. Take a deep breath. This is the meditation for strength for the human consciousness. We are counteracting negative forces who are trying to disable and disconnect humanity from its belief systems. All is well in my world. Then thank yourself and your inner light for expanding and allowing you to empty yourself of any and all negative forces. All is well in my world.
I have been waiting for this dream to come true, when you'd walk into the mirror and become really you, and while dancing in your soul, share your sacredness with the earth, when you would awaken, child of the universe, living in your beauty, walking in your light. The courage to be who you are, how it gives your soul flight. And as you've claimed yourself, your dreams have come true. All you have dreamed of has been found within you. Oh, how beautiful. You are a dream come true.
Thank you. Thank you.